Good morning. And we just sang Sweet Hour of Prayer, so ask all of you to be in prayer. That the Lord might, we don't come in vain, but may the Lord give us something to say that might be encouraging. As we sang Blessed Assurance, and we see who it was written by, Fanny Crosby, who was blind. Brother Marty shared with us that it happened when she was a young child. And then it talks about her sight, visions of rapture. Now burst my sight. For a blind person to be able to see that or say that, it must be that something happened in their heart. That God gave her sight through his love, and she cherished in it. We also sang another song called Blessed Assurance. And the older I get, the more I like to lean on the assurance of God's word. I looked up the word assurance in the dictionary, and it said sureness, confidence, certainty, and something said or done to inspire confidence as a promise, a positive statement. In Hebrews 6, starting with chapter 11, verse 11, and we desire that every one of you to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Hope, what a precious word, huh? That we be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Promises of God. Oh, how we lean on those, huh? For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiply, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation in to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by his faith, by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Isn't that amazing? Cannot lie. That's one of the things God can't do. He can't lie, because he's all truth. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which endureth into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The assurance that we get from hearing the word of God. But more than that, the assurance we feel in our heart when we feel God has blessed us with the blessing that will lead us to eternal life. What assurance do we have? We got the word of God. And the more we read it, and the more we hear it read and taught, the stronger that assurance gets. And the older I get, the more precious that seems to me. If you will, let's bow and all pray together unto our living God. Heavenly Father, as we turn to thee at this time, we want to thank thee for the assurance that you give us, that you hope, that the hope that you give us. We thank you for the feeling in our heart that surely we love you because you first loved us. Lord, we pray that the world today might see that truth and be comforted therein to know that you love them. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that our coming together here is not in vain. But Lord, as we've made the effort to come here, we pray, Lord, that your promise will deliver a message unto us, that we might walk closer to thee, that we might strive to be a better person. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning, we just pray that you would come to us in the character of the Holy Spirit. Lift us all up above this world of sin and sorrow, this world of sadness, this world of where there seems there's a lot of trouble in the world. Lord, give us a little space of time that we can forget the things of the world and concentrate on the things of God. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we pray that you would bless all those that have been mentioned that not only want, but need our prayers. And we pray that you'll comfort them, those that are suffering in long terms of illness. Lord, those who are looking to thee for your healing power to heal them, that they again can be restored to their much wanted good health. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning, we pray that you would come to Union Church, sit by each one of us, it be thy will. Lift us up, Lord, and may Jesus Christ be lifted up before our eyes. May we be able to see a little bit of heaven. And rejoice therein, to know there's coming an eternal day. And Lord, this morning we thank thee for the precious memories of those who have walked the paths here before us and left things that we rejoice in, that they rejoiced in as they were coming here. Heavenly Father, now come. Come quickly to us in the character of thy Spirit. We pray in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.